PWDA, People with Disability Australia. Easy Read Annual Report 2023-24. A Voice of Our Own. People with Disability Australia made this information. We will say PWDA for short. This is the PWDA Annual Report for 2023-2024. An annual report tells you what work we did this year. Message from the President. This is a message from Marijke Jonkers. I am the President of PWDA. The President helps decide how PWDA is run. This year has been a hard year for people with disability. This year, people are sad about what the government is doing about the Disability Royal Commission. We wrote a report on what our members said about the Disability Royal Commission. Our report tells the government what they can do to make life better for people with disability. This year, we worked on how the COVID-19 pandemic makes things hard for people with disability. This year, the government said they were going to make changes to the NDIS. We told the government what our members think about the changes to the NDIS. I am proud of how strong our community is. We would like to remember members of our community who died this year. John Walsh AO, Phineas Finn Meir, Bodie Buller. This year, I loved meeting PWDA members at the 2024 Sydney Mardi Gras Parade. I think this is a good event for PWDA members. I congratulate Rosemary Kayes for being the Disability Discrimination Commissioner. I want to thank PWDA leaders for working hard this year. I want to thank the PWDA board for their hard work. The PWDA board is a group of members who run PWDA. This year, there were changes to the PWDA board. I became the president of PWDA. Two members joined the PWDA board. Some members left the PWDA board. I want to thank Suresh Rajan for his hard work being on the PWDA board. I've liked my time on the PWDA board. I want PWDA members to think about joining the PWDA board. If you join the PWDA board, you can make new friends, learn new things, make a difference to disability rights. I congratulate all new members who will join the PWDA board after the 2024 Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting is a meeting where our members vote on important things. We say AGM for short.
Message from the CEO. This is a message from Sebastian Zagarella. I am the CEO of PWDA. The CEO is the boss of PWDA. This year there were lots of tough changes for people with disability. I thank all our staff for supporting people through the changes. I am proud of the work we did this year. We helped more people who needed individual advocacy. Individual advocacy gives support to people with disability. We worked hard on our operational plan. An operational plan is a list of things that PWDA want to do. I am happy our membership got bigger. We did lots of training for organisations. We did lots of work to represent our members. Represent means to show people what people with disability want. We made changes to make work better for PWDA staff. We moved our Sydney office to a better space for people with disability. We did lots of work with our staff to make sure their job is good at PWDA. We passed NSDS, ACFID, WHS and financial audits. An audit is when people outside of PWDA come to check we are working well and people are safe. I am happy we had a good year for our members. I thank all our board members for their hard work this year.
Our strategic plan. The strategic plan has four areas we worked on this year. 1. Represent. This means we want to show what people with disability want. 2. Advocate. This means we support all people with disability to get their rights. 3. Educate. This means we teach the community about people with disability and their rights. 4. Sustain. This means we make sure PWDA can work well for a long time. What we did this year. This year, we helped over 1,000 people. We got lots of new members. We wrote 75 reports about issues people with disability have to deal with. We wrote 47 media releases. A media release is how we tell people about a big issue. 1. Represent. PWDA is for people with disability. This year, we became the representative organisation for LGBTQIASB+ people with disability. LGBTQIASB+ means the different ways people can love and feel about who they are. This year we did a lot with our members. Our members told us about how they feel about lots of things. This helped us understand what our members think, what our members need. We used what they told us in our work about disability issues. We spoke about disability issues in Australia and other countries. We spoke at the Conference of State Parties to the Convention on Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The Conference of State Parties is a big meeting that talks about what is important for people with disability. The Convention on Rights of Persons with Disabilities says all the rights people with disability have. We say CRPD for short. It was at the United Nations in New York. In Australia, we continued to work on the rights of people with disability. We spoke to the government about what our members want them to change. Some of the things we spoke about are COVID-19, Disability Royal Commission, NDIS. Our members went to community events for PWDA. Some of the events were International Day of People with Disability, International Women's Day, Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. We thank all our members for working with us. 2. Advocate. PWDA has two advocacy teams. They are 1. Individual advocacy. Individual advocacy gives support to people with disability. 2. Systemic advocacy. Systemic advocacy works with the government to change laws. These teams work together to make sure we listen to people with disability. PWDA gave individual advocacy to many people in New South Wales and Queensland. We helped people with disability with things like the NDIS, places they live. Abuse. Abuse means when someone hurts you bad. Health. Students with disability at school. Our systemic advocacy team made lots of reports about disability rights. We wrote reports about topics like COVID-19, the NDIS, the Disability Royal Commission, housing for people with disability, human rights. We thank the government for funding our advocacy services. Funding is money for the things we do. 3. Educate. This year we did work with other organisations. This work helped people with disability at work. First Nations people with disability understand their rights. Women and children with disability. People with disability understand digital health tools. Digital health tools are things you can use on your phone or computer to look at health information. We did lots of training for groups and organisations. The training was about things like working with people with disability, understanding psychosocial disability. Psychosocial disability is about your mental health. All of our trainers are people with disability. 4. Sustain. This year we did lots of work to make sure PWDA can keep doing a good job. We gave jobs to 63 people. Our Sydney office moved to a new building to make it better for people with disability. The new office address is Suite 10.01, Level 10 Centennial Plaza, 300 Elizabeth Street, Surrey Hills. We closed some PWDA offices because more people wanted help at home or by phone. We made our phone and computers better. This helps our staff work better, help you faster, keep your information safe. We started a new plan to help our staff learn new things at work. We worked on being better for the environment. This year, we published our first Reconciliation Action Plan. A Reconciliation Action Plan is a plan to help make things better for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. This year, we started work on our first Disability Inclusion Action Plan. A Disability Inclusion Action Plan makes sure everyone feels included and safe. Our board represented our members at lots of things. These were things like talking on the TV and radio, meeting with the government, telling their story. We held our AGM on Wednesday, 15th of November. At the AGM, there were changes to our board. We said goodbye to Vice President Sam Connor left. The Vice President is a person who works with the President. Secretary Claire Gibellini left. The Secretary writes down what happens at each meeting. We said hello to new board members, Kevin Morris, Eva Seifus. We chose board member Suresh Rajan to be our secretary. We chose board member Presley Chihuri to be our treasurer. The treasurer helps to look after PWDA money. This year, we said goodbye to other board members. Dr. Michelle Hyde, Dr. Gila Hassanlu, Nicole Lee. We thank all our board members for their hard work. We continue to help people with disability get a Qantas Carer Concession Card. The Qantas Carer Concession Card is for people with disability who need a carer to travel with them on a plane. PWDA passed the audit for the National Standards for Disability Services. National Standards for Disability Services are the things we need to do to keep people safe. Passing the audit means we are doing a good job. Contact us. If you want support from us, you can call us on 1800 422 015. Email us at pwd@pwd.org.au.